Friday night could be a defining game for the Victoria Royals in terms of character. The Royals are not only tasked with regrouping from demoralizing collapse Wednesday, a blown 4-0 first period lead in a 5-4 loss to the Tri-City Americans in Kennewick, Washington, but they must do it against the Winterhawks, the 3rd of August 28, in Portland. The Royals must also contend with Chas Lucius making his Hawks debut after recording 7 points in 7 games and helping lead the U.S. to the bronze medal this month in the World Junior Championship at Halifax. Lucius joins an already potent Portland lineup after coming out of the NCAA Big Ten University of Minnesota Golden Gophers to be signed to an NHL entry-level contract by the Winnipeg Jets, who assigned him to the Winterhawks after he began the season in the pros with 2 goals and 5 points in 12 games in the all with the Manitoba Moose. The Winterhawks took Lucius in the 4th round of the 2018 WHL Prospects Draft and retained his rights. The decision was no doubt made easier for the Jets in knowing Lucius is going to a good junior organization. The Winterhawks, an honorable mention in this week's CHL Top 10 poll, have mastered the difficult art in Major Junior of sustained excellence. Major Junior, which relies on a draft to restock its teams, is generally cyclical for most clubs. It builds to a productive winning stint as the core of the roster ages, before graduating, followed by a period of rebuilding as the process starts anew. The Peak Valley system is so entrenched that the Winterhawks are among only 2 WHL teams, along with the Everett Silvertips, to make the playoffs every season since the Royals came into the league in 2011-12. The third team on that list, perhaps surprisingly, was the Royals until last season. But the Winterhawks go beyond that and have not missed the playoffs since 2008-09. The Silvertips, remarkably, have never missed the playoffs since joining the league in 2003-04. But it is Portland with the winningest record in the WHL over the past decade with a .676 win percentage entering this season. The Winterhawks every season always seem to be in the top third and not even in the middle, said Royals GM and head coach Dan Price, giving Portland its due. They develop their draft picks very well, especially the late-round picks, and they have had very good players come out of the 7th to 12th rounds. Price also noted how patient the Hawks are in holding onto the rights of a long-ago pick such as Lucius in the hopes it will eventually pay off. In this instance, it has. A total of 24 Winterhawks have been selected in the NHL draft over the past decade. That list will grow with Portland Blue Liners Luca Cagnoni and Carter Sotheran the 34th and 89th ranked North American skaters for the 2023 NHL draft and Jan Spunner the 11th ranked North American-based goaltender. The Winterhawks are 2-0 against the Royals this season with a 3-1 victory in Portland last month and 5-1 win in November at Victoria. Meanwhile, far from being disheartening, Price described Wednesday's collapse in Kennewick as just a setback, another plot point and just another chapter in the story. Certainly, the book is long. But the pages inevitably grow shorter. The 2022-23 story is well into the second half of chapters with 9th place Victoria 1 point out of the final Western Conference playoff berth with the 8th place Kelowna Rockets holding 3 games in hand. Not making things easier is the zigzag road trip to Kennewick in eastern Washington across to Portland and an overnight trip back to eastern Washington for a Saturday tilt in Spokane against the Chiefs followed by another overnighter in the bus and across the border for a Sunday matinee in Kelowna. There are so many variables in building a schedule, including concerts and arena availability, said Price, saying he understands the reasons for the backtracking travel. It's a grind, for sure, and a good test of our mental toughness in pushing through tiredness and soreness. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.